Hello and welcome to you all. This is the October to December 2017 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Wednesday, the 25th of October 2017. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Our technician is Susie Litchevic, and reading for you today will be Tom Matson and me, Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers as we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of recording information close by. The front cover of the magazine is a full-page picture of a bright yellow and black vintage biplane on the Daedalus runway. The title, in large white lettering, is Fareham Today. Turning now to page 2, here are the magazine contents and contact details. Contents. Page 3, events for your diary. Page 4, Fareham local plan update. Page 5, Our Visions, Porchester and Fareham Town Centre. Page 6, 100 Years of Daedalus. Page 8, Sylvan Court Opening. Page 9, Food Waste. Page 10, Community Safety, Fareham PSPO. Page 11, Citizen of Honour 2018 Launch. Page 12, Forever Remembered. Page 13, In Bloom and Litter Campaign. Page 14, What's On at Fernham Hall. And page 15, Your Councillors. Contact details. Fareham Borough Council Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire PO167AZ, www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on Twitter at FarehamBC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Fareham Borough Council. Editor, Lorna Tipper, 01329 824518, publicity@fareham.gov.uk. Design, Black Pig Creative, 07766 282616, www.blackpigcreative.com, info@blackpigcreative.com. Print, Holbrooks Printers, 02392 661485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. Due to the higher than expected number of requests for a printed copy of Fareham Today, it has been necessary for name and address details to be shared with a third party. This is solely for print and distribution purposes. If you do not want your data to be shared and would like to opt out of receiving a printed copy, please contact publicity@fareham.gov.uk.
A message from the Executive Leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. Welcome to your latest edition of Fareham Today. It's been another busy few months, and we have a lot to tell you about. This issue's cover shot is from one of the council's biggest events of the year, Daedalus 100. Around 2,500 people attended the event at Solent Airport, which marked 100 years of flying at the airfield. Visitors were treated to static aircraft displays, funfair rides, live music and stalls. Take a look at some of the photos from the day on pages 6 and 7. As we head into the winter months, there are many more exciting events for you and your family to look forward to, culminating in our annual Christmas lights switch on in the town centre. So watch this space. Going forward, one of our main priorities is to tackle Fareham's housing needs over the next 20 years. There is pressure for new homes to be built across the borough, and we'll be seeking residents' views to help us achieve this in a planned way as part of our review of our local plan, more on page 4. Speaking of new homes, we recently opened a brand new sheltered housing scheme in Sarsbury Green. Sylvan Court provides modern affordable housing for people who are over 60 with long-term support needs. I'm sure you will agree from the pictures inside, the facilities are excellent. I always take great pride in the work of the council's street scene team in maintaining the wonderful floral displays we see in our parks and open spaces. This hard work has once again been recognised at the annual South and South East England in Bloom Awards. The borough received its 14th consecutive gold in the small city category and was declared category winner. There were also awards for Hollyhill Woodland Park, Wasash Common and Westbury Manor Gardens, to name just a few. See the full list of winners inside. Well done to all involved, including the many in Bloom volunteers who give up their time to help keep our borough an attractive place. Volunteers play a crucial role in our community, and that's why we're launching our annual Citizen of Honour Awards. If you know someone who goes above and beyond in the community, then you can nominate them for a Citizen or a Young Citizen of Honour Award and show them how special they are. There is a nomination form on page 11. And finally, don't forget that I always welcome questions, comments or ideas from residents about how we can continue to improve the borough we share. So please do get in touch.